Prepare yourself
for talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
This is going to be a very important broadcast today. We've got a lot of important news that's been developing in the last few days and weeks, and the picture of global tyranny forming is becoming even clear to the general public, who's been mesmerized and literally hypnotized into acquiescing to the global social engineer's whims, that is starting to thaw. We have a completely jam-packed show today. In fact, I don't even know if we can even take phone calls. I know I'll take a few this hour and a few next. But I do hope that of the six or seven subjects I've got, you do call in on one of those. We don't screen your calls, but sometimes I do ask that you talk about one of the topics I raise and that I bring up. And there's a lot of them here. I have really 10 different stacks here. One of them is what's happening with the economy, and it is thick. Cracks may appear in Manhattan apartment market. That's the strongest in the country. And then you go on and read in Reuters, they say it's already happening. Milk prices rise to record highs. That's always a key indicator of massive inflation. There was over $200 billion U.S. dollars pumped in the last 2 weeks to try to hold up the stock market, and over $300 billion converted into U.S. dollars over in Europe alone, trying to shore up the stock markets. And it's not just the subprime and the ARMs and those type of problem mortgages. It's the jumbos. It's all of them. We'll be talking about that and trying to put it into layman's terms. But I've been doing hours and hours of study on this. So we've got a big stack of news there. Also, Congressman Ron Paul showed up number 5th in the Iowa straw poll, always a key poll, just as important in the early days as New Hampshire is gauging. Now, Giuliani was behind Paul, so was Fred Thompson, and MSNBC, Fox News, all of them spun this that, oh, well, they didn't even compete. Well, routinely, presidential candidates don't, quote, compete and go campaign in the Iowa straw poll. There were more than 10 people on the straw poll, and Ron Paul came in 5th. And that's with, as was predicted, Diebold optical scan system fails in Iowa GOP straw poll. Now, I even heard Fox News last night on the station I'm broadcasting out of, that I broadcast from. It's a syndicated show, but then I am the mothership, as I call it, KLBJ 590. I was listening last night driving back into work, and I heard Fox News admit, well, they said there would be problems with the Diebold machines, and there were. And it wasn't just one system that crashed. It was a bunch of them. Very, very suspicious. So we'll be going over that a little bit today. We're having a little debate coming up in the second hour. I do 3 hours weekdays, so I think of it as the last hour. In the last hour, coming up next hour, they wanted me in studio, and I just couldn't do it because I'm in the last week of finishing my new film, Endgame. That'll be out nationwide in October. And so I'm working about 18 hours a day on that, literally, so I couldn't go to San Antonio. But that doesn't matter. I debated him via telephone. He was in the studios of KENS5CBS in San Antonio. And I had no idea what a powerful neocon this guy is. He literally has written the book on much of the new military law and new stuff on, well, you name it, that we've all been hearing and seeing. And he was telling me how wonderful PDD-51 was, and that we're not in danger of losing our freedom. But we do have to give up some because the Al-Qaeda, is going to be getting us. And he was a special forces lawyer first, assigned to special forces all over the world and did all these interesting things and did a lot of research on him. So they didn't tell me who I was debating until last night. And then I did a couple hours of research on him in between telling the editors what to do on the film. Very nice boy. I don't have the time to get into him. We're not going to spend too much time about him. He's just going to be debating me about some issues coming up. But before I went any further and got into the other news that is coming up, I wanted to let you know that they're also been planning for a long time to reinstate the draft. and they've got two different bills introduced consecutively for the last 5 years. And they're always saying, though, when you criticize it, it doesn't exist. Kind of like amnesty didn't exist, or North American Union doesn't exist, or they weren't spying on you domestically, then they got caught and it was illegal, so they have Congress retroactively pass a law saying there's no Fourth Amendment. Then they lie and say it's just for overseas calls. You can read the bill. It's for domestic. No more Fourth. You know, that was even the headline on the Drudge Report in the AP. Just no more warrants. I mean, America is a changing country. And they try to put perfume on a pig. It's not working. But I wanted to play a few minutes. This is from my film. We got this from the Congressional Archives. This was back before C-SPAN. And this is in the mid-1980s. This is Oliver North being grilled. And Congressman Jack Brooks brings up the FEMA camps, because that came out in Rex 84, how they were going to either stage terror attacks or have illegal aliens riot. Ooh, boy, they don't change their tune, do they? And then bring in martial law. And how they were quietly trying to federalize things. Now, back then, they didn't have the muscle to do it. Now it's in place. I mean, we broke the news last year, and it's since made major news, mainline press, that they've recruited 13,000-plus prominent preachers to tell their parishioners to turn their guns in when the government says, and to submit and go to the FEMA camps. See, this war on terror, and that even came out in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. You go read the text. It says for any insurrection or rebellion or resistance to the government. All this anti-terror stuff is for you. Because if you throw a fit when they tell you the dollar's worth toilet paper, or not even toilet paper, I mean worthless. You won't be able to buy toilet paper with it. When they tell you they destroyed your country, they think you're going to throw a fit. Then they're going to send some special ops to gun you down the streets. And they don't want you complaining about that before they pull it, okay? You're going into slavery. We're all going into it unless we speak up and get involved. By the way, if you type martial law into Google, most of the top links are my videos and articles I've written. I mean, we've been talking about this forever. Because, you see, I discovered the official federal documents. And then I went to urban warfare drills. And I went and interviewed police chiefs like Ali Phillips in San Antonio when Delta Force showed up with bags of cash trying to bribe him. And I interviewed Lieutenant Beck, the head of the Travis County SWAT team, when they came and visited him. A year before they visited him, I said, you're going to get a visit. And he laughed at me. He was a Marine Corps sniper, Vietnam, pilot decorated. He said, that's illegal. There's no Delta Force, Alex. And they're not involved. And all of a sudden they showed me, called me to his office. He said, it's all true. They were here. I can't tell you a lot of it. My God, here's their card. They wanted, oh, my God. And then I talked to the head of emergency management in Kingsville, Thomas Sanchez, another Vietnam vet. They let him see PDD-25. They said, we're going to be taking over and taking the guns. We need you to work with us. I mean, that's what these guys are doing. So, of course, I've been running around freaking out. I said they're going to use terror to bring in the police state. Why? I read RAND Corporation and FEMA documents, and a lot of this is public, and CFR documents. But do we have time to play this 1.5-minute clip before we go to break? We don't. Okay, let's go ahead and roll this. This is Congressman Jack Brooks. This is where they bring up martial law, and he's told you're not a congressman's not allowed to talk about this. Here it is.
Colonel North, in your work at the NSC, were you not assigned at one time to work on plans for the continuity of government in the event of a major disaster?
Mr. Chairman,
I believe that question touches upon a highly sensitive and classified area, so may I request that you not touch upon that, sir?
I was particularly concerned, Mr. Chairman, because I read in Miami papers and several others that there had been a plan developed by that same agency, a contingency plan in the event of emergency that would suspend the American Constitution. And I was deeply concerned about it and wondering if that was the area in which he had worked. I believe
I most respectfully request that that matter not be touched upon at this stage.
All right.
If we wish to get into
All right, back it up about 20 seconds. When we come back, we're going to play the rest of the clip. And I'm just setting the table for this debate in the next hour. Okay, and I know he's listening down in San Antonio right now, so we'll see if this Jeffrey Atticott still shows up. Let me just tell the military and everybody else something. This is our republic. And if you think you're going to take it down, and if you think you're taking over, you got another thing coming. Real Americans will defend this republic 110%, and we know what's going on. Mama didn't raise no fool. We know who's behind the terror as well. We'll be right back.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be, all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live 52, visit researchherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is the Alex Jones Show.
It is the 12th day of August, 2007. Now, we're going back into the mid-1980s. Oliver North's being grilled. The chairman of the House and Senate Committee, they were both meeting together, tells Jack Brooks from Texas, the congressman, you can't see any of these plans. You can't talk about them publicly. If you want to, we'll make arrangements in executive session. That's because he wasn't on the High Security Committee. Now, 100 years ago, our congressmen could all see the material. They were in the government. They were elected by the people. It was separate. Then the executive, after World War II, started saying, well, we might let you, see, and grabbed power. And then now I have the AP, I have the Oregonian right here in front of me. And it says, DeFazio asked, but he's denied access. The congressman wanted to see government plans for after terror attack, was told no, and he's on the Homeland Security Board committee. Since this happened and was in the press July 20th, now the whole committee's asked, and the committee chairman's asked and been told no, because PDD 51 and the reissuance of Executive Order 20 by Bush says you're not in continuity with government. And that doesn't mean the executive. It's got some flowery language in there about that, how this is for the executive. But it also says the other branches, judicial, legislative. That's the courts and Congress, folks. And if you really read, even the Federalist Papers agree, but the Anti-Federalist Papers are certainly clear. Congress, because it has a greater separation of powers and has more members that represent the people, is really superior to the executive, and then judicial is beneath that. Executive, though, really since the Civil War, has become preeminent, but that's illegitimate. I mean, they can argue, well, we've got new powers because Lincoln got them, but that's like saying courts once said that black people weren't human beings and were two-thirds human. I reject that argument, and I have the organic law of a free human being to say no to the tyrant. Now, there have been hundreds of civilizations, and there have been thousands of empires, because there have been many hundreds of empires, you know, per region of the world over the years. Sometimes there'd be an empire every few months. Think Mexico. It had many different, you know, incarnations of kings and emperors and, you know, Austrian kings running it, you know, just in its history. But there have been, I could say, hundreds, if not thousands, of different empires and elites throughout history, if you added them all up together. And generally, the military builds up, and then the generals just start taking over. That usually happens when some political leader like Julius Caesar comes in and takes his troops into Rome, takes his troops into Italy, crosses the Rubicon in the north, brings them in out of Austria, brings them in out of Germania, brings them in out of Gaul, and just says, hey, man, I got the troops. Shut up. I'm taking over. It's for your security. And then you see the decline of Rome from that point on. And that's what's happening here. And they can have all these bought and paid for troops and JAG officers and propagandists come out and tell us, well, the president can order torture if he wants, but it's not torture because they say we've redefined torture because the president can redefine what that is. We can kill someone. Their heart can stop and it's not torture. I mean, these are the memos. I have them here today. And I want to give our friend who's coming up to debate with us next hour a chance to hear me. You know, lay out all my cards. See, I can lay my cards out because I have royal flushes. I have all these audio clips and all these videos and all these documents, and I'm just waiting in them here. Just waiting in it. I'm not bought and paid for by Fort Bragg. And again, patriotism, a lot of Romans got fooled. They saw Caesar with the troops. They said, well, that must be Rome. Okay, take over. And it all began. And just a few decades later, the senators were grabbing and killing each other and stealing each other's lands themselves. This system keep breaking down. It's not good even for the elite, which is why a lot of elites are now getting really upset about what's happening. They're saying, hey, man, this is destabilizing. We don't need this. The people are already slaves. Why are you being so aggressive? And it's because, well, the elite says we want to fully have our way with them, that which is what they always do. So the decline is happening, and my point about history is, in the majority of cases in history, the vast majority, liberty is this rare jewel that only came along one time in 6,000 years. The Founding Father said that. And miracles do not often cluster. And it happened here, and now it's being flushed down the toilet. One of my biggest pieces of evidence of thousands is Tommy Franks. I knew he was still on government payroll. Remember 3 years ago you heard about billions in fake news and billions in fake newscasts and all this fake news had been bought and fake radio and fake TV and the reporters had been bought to go out and pitch different programs. And the media, the control press, did what it does best. It diverted. It lied by distraction. They focused in on Armstrong Williams, 240-something thousand a year, to go push a federal program and to act like he's for it. But it was thousands of reporters that were paid, and most of it for military domestically. Now, folks, when the Pentagon's domestically propagandizing and putting up fake blogs and buying fake newscasts and buying reporters, that's called high treason. It's not just a violation of posse comitatus. It's not just a violation of any basic canon of a free society. And Tommy Franks, man, I saw him on Fox, CNN, everywhere, going, it's real sad, but the people are going to want it. Because he couldn't come out and say it was a good thing. He had to pitch it this way. It's real sad, but it's what's going to happen. I'm afraid we're going to set aside the Constitution for a military form of government after the next big attack. It's what the people want. And I went on there and I said, that guy is on payroll. Guess what? This is after he left Iraq after 6 months in 2003. And guess who was right? It later came out in mainstream news he was being paid $455,000 a year to go on television and call for martial law. Just unbelievable evil. Unspeakable, un-American wickedness. Go back to the clip before we run out of time. Now, here is Jack Brooks being told to shut up by Senator Inouye, still in the Senate, being told to shut up and to not bring up the martial law. Here it is.
American Constitution, and I was deeply concerned about it and wondering if that was the area in which he had worked.
I most respectfully request that that matter not be touched upon at this stage. If we wish to get into this, I'm certain arrangements can be made for an executive session.
And tragically, the only member who got close was Jack Brooks, and he was stopped by the chairman. But the truth of the matter is that, yes, you do have those standby provisions, and the planes are there, and the statutory emergency plans are there, whereby you could, in the name of stopping terrorism, apprehend, invoke the military in times of passion and in times of great fear. What to the eyes of the person and the mind of a person in time of relative peace and stability seem impossible become very real, very logical, very possible.
All right. That is from my film that I made in 1996, put out in 97, my first film, America Destroyed by Design. There's the archive footage. There's the interview with Henry B. Gonzalez, now deceased. His son has the same seat in San Antonio. Okay? Now, there's my first film. Now, what do you hear about? Now, here's the difference. Back then, congressmen, because you hadn't had the legislative destroyed and turned into a puppet, a nothing but a shill, a viceroy of the imperial presidency. Back then, it turned out Jack Brooks had actually seen it all and knew about it, but he couldn't say he'd seen it. He had to say, oh, I saw it in papers. See, that's the difference to get the stuff out. Now, the Homeland Security Committee wants to see it. The chairman wants to see it. They're told, no, the executive runs you, and you're not allowed to see it. Well, we've already reverse engineered it, and we know what's in it. We're going to tell you what's in it later. I got a bunch of other news. They want the national draft. We'll cover that when we get back and a lot more and take some calls. We've got Luke Radowski coming up as well, too. Stay with us.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-330-8794. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-330-8794. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-330-8794. 1-800-330-8794.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, H-E-B grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Republic is fading away in front of all of us. Foreign corporations have completely bought up our government, our politicians, our debt. The Bill of Rights and Constitution, which truly is the heart and soul of the country, is worm-eaten through and through. And new armies of bureaucrats and agents are being spilled out upon us to eat out our substance. Go read the Declaration of Independence and ask yourself if we're not living that. I know we have callers from Tampa, Florida, Ohio, Florida, Corpus Christi, Texas, all over the place. And look, I want to get to you, but it's days like these. I could talk for the whole show about how they're engineering this credit crunch, how they are by design doing this. I mean, it's not just me saying it. I interviewed twice the Nobel Prize winner, former chief economist, World Bank, Joseph Stiglitz, who quit a few years ago because they were planning to engineer all this. But again, the very people that are engineering it all are not going to sit up there as your saviors, and they'll put talking heads up on TV to tell you how they've got a new solution, which only puts your neck that much more in the noose. It's about consolidation. It's about control. The private banks issue the currencies worldwide. They issue it and design it to create bubbles, to get you overextended, to get real assets, and to blow out real estate and the middle class, which they've done a great job of destroying. It's almost gone now. I'm already digressing. We've got them trying to cheat Ron Paul. He still came out number fifth, beating Giuliani and McCain and, of course, Fred Thompson in the Iowa straw poll. Very important news. I want to get into the market and the currency and everything else. This is really some huge news right here. When Bill Clinton was about to leave office 6 months before, he called for a congressional body to both houses to look at the military, and they had a commission. And they said, we need a draft, but we need to call it, this is all public, but they know you don't read. They said, we need to call it national service. And then we'll have a corps of where the women will serve here or in support roles, and it won't even be called the military. It'll be like a new giant compulsory SecureCorps is a division of AmeriCorps. This is like the Stasi, you know, like this Nazi class of tattletales, and high schoolers will run checkpoints. They started pilot programs of that, and kids in gray uniforms out helping the cops. I mean, you know, National Night Out is kind of the camel's nose under the tent flap, getting you introduced to all this. And they say it all. I mean, imagine if you'd go read all this, you'd see them talking about the destruction of this country. While the border stays wide open, the illegal aliens are above the law, and they're told to release them, and they give them bank loans without ID cards. That's AP. I mean, it's just, again, the war on terror is a fraud. It's about keeping you, the cattle, in line. That's what all this is for, ladies and gentlemen. So then they start introducing different bills. Rangel puts in a bill. Other bills are put in. The Pentagon starts saying we need it. 4 years ago, they reformed the draft boards, give them massive funding, more than triple their funding. Draft board heads start saying, yeah, we're told the draft's coming again. I mean, oh, no, 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 no. Then I talk to people in the military high up. They say, yeah, we're told it's coming after the next terror attack, which, of course, conveniently will happen whenever they're ready. And then Bush is giving a speech. He goes, there is going to be a draft. You can be assured of that. And he goes, I meant no draft, no draft. You know, he messed up and... But the funny thing is, when you can tell they're really going to do something, every time we cover this, they then come out and say, you're insane. No one has said that. There's not even bills introduced. It doesn't exist. Just like the amnesty bill. We found out it was the biggest amnesty ever in 5 years of no taxes and aggravated violent felons were going to be legalized. And we got the bill, which they tried to keep secret. Now Congress tries to keep bills secret, but says, we promise it's not an amnesty. So you know they're planning it when they then lie about it. And they just said, yeah, those are dumb bills. They're not going to pass. This session, then it'd be one thing. But when they start saying it doesn't exist, which they've been doing, you've all heard them, then you know that is major alarms go off. That's a bad sign. Well, here's Associated Press. Okay, now, this is how their propaganda works. They'll say they're going to do it, or say it's a good idea, or say, well, maybe we should have it, or, well, we need something like a draft where you got to serve, but we won't call it a draft. I got Fox and CNN pundits saying that. They're selling you on it, but then not wanting to form opposition. So they go, yeah, we need it, but no, it doesn't exist. This is AP. Bush war advisor says draft worth a look. Frequent tours of U.S. forces in Iraq and Afghanistan have stressed the all-volunteer force. I thought they said it wasn't. I thought four or five tours was good for troops and made it worth considering a return to a military draft. President Bush's new war advisor said Friday, I think it makes sense to certainly consider it. Army Lieutenant General Douglas Lute wants to loot America, let me tell you, said in an interview, loot our young people's blood for their fraud. Military didn't work for us anymore, folks. The average person that joins, it's a good person. I know they mean well, but Thomas Barnett, the head of the Naval War College, said on C-SPAN, and I've talked to him, so said, we work for the global banks. We work for the New World Order. I mean, just not your government, not your Congress, not your media, okay? Well, I mean, let's get that straight. It's been hijacked. You know, like if hijackers hijack a plane, it doesn't belong to American Airlines anymore, or Lufthansa, or LL. Well, if your government gets hijacked, let's use a childlike analogy for the public school educated folks like myself out there. Emperor Palpatine isn't legitimate in Revenge of the Sith. He's bad. He's not the government. Okay? Hitler got elected, but then hijacked dictatorial power afterwards. See, he wasn't legitimate. Government isn't God. You're not patriotic by worshiping the government. You're patriotic by knowing what your Bill of Rights and Constitution is and defending it. Bush war advisor says, draft worth a look. I think it makes sense to certainly consider it, Army Lieutenant General Douglas Lute said in an interview with National Public Radio's All Things Considered. And I can tell you that this has always been an option on the table. I thought it was never on the table. That Bush has said off the table. Well, you better believe it's the opposite. But ultimately, this is a policy matter between meeting the demands of the nation's security and one that means another. Lute added in his first interview since he was confirmed in the Senate in June. President Nixon abolished the draft in 73. Okay, they've set up the draft boards. They're getting ready for it. And just as soon as somebody flips the switch and the globalist dirty bomb or set off a nuke or pull off another one of their ops, just Google Operation Northwoods, Gulf of Tonkin now admitted to be staged, the NATO option, our special forces all over Europe carrying out bomb attacks, blaming it on their political enemies, that's now declassified. I mean, I'm not just going to sit here and put up with it anymore. They admit Kermit Roosevelt staged terror attacks to blame it on Iran in 53. overthrew that government doing that. I mean, I'm not going to sit here while they pull this dirty CIA overthrow business in my country so your big fat banker owners can loot the daylights out of us.
Well, we do what we do because we read Machiavelli when we graduated from the secret special ops, and it's the end justifies the means, and we got to, you know, 3,000 die or America loses its edge in global supremacy, and then the other evil takes over. We're just going to go ahead and plant the explosives in the buildings and do what's needed.
See, it's that idea, and then you go, and now what's in the news? We'll talk to Luke Radowski about this when we come back, and then I'll try to get to some of your calls here. I'm sure you've heard they've had a senator, a former senator, a top neocon, Republican Party head in a major state, now two states, internal Republican memos, now confirmed. When we were reporting on it 2 years ago, now confirmed. And they say they want another 9/11, and it will be good for America. In fact, let's play that first Fox News clip where they're defending the Philadelphia news writer who put this out. But all he's doing is putting out the Republican memo of 2 years ago that they need an attack. Funny, man, Al-Qaeda does what they need. Every time they need Al-Qaeda to give a speech or something, every time they put out new terror alerts, new Al-Qaeda videos come out right on time, too. I mean, this is just magical. And then Wired Magazine's computer experts looked at the latest videos being released. It turned out the Al-Qaeda watermarks are being put on the same time as the Intel Center, which is run by a former CIA high-level operative. That's just, it's no big, I mean, government loves you. It's very legitimate. Federal Reserve is very legitimate. Everything's just wonderful. PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com, JonesReport.com are the websites. If we expose state-sponsored terror, we can stop it. Government-sponsored terror. Inside job terror. If we expose who's running the implosion of the economy, we can stop them. And if we expose who's trying to start another war, we can stop it. This is Life and Death, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live52 is for you. Live52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live52, visit researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchedherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Hi, neighbor. What you don't know can hurt you. What if your home value crashed below what you owe? Do you know that you can be made to pay off the entire balance to keep your home even if you're paid ahead? What if your crazy Uncle Fred, who drives you nuts screaming, "There's gonna be no food," was right? You know he already is. What if bankruptcy laws change student and non-collateral loans to permanent unforgivable debts? Do you know they already have? You either pay or go to prison. Good news, it's now safe for you to discover the problems you didn't know about. Fearless Radio, you are no longer a victim. This Sunday, an interview that you'll never forget. It's just after Alex on GCN at 6 p.m. Central Time. Be there. Who am I? Nobody. Just Steve Shank, someone who cares. Don't forget, 6 p.m. Central, Fearless Radio.
easily.
Zach Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are reclaimable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Raging for the truth. Exposing corruption. Dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
On another issue, they passed a horrible gun control bill a few months ago federally. They're trying to pass a new one now for federalization of our local communities. I just heard a local promo of the local station, News Radio 590 KLBJ, and they were talking about the Texas legislature. They've got guns in their desk. Good! Give them machine guns! That's the whole point of liberty and freedom in a society. Don't take our guns, you can have yours. That's what it's all about. And yes, I've actually seen the crime statistics from the 1800s, and there was much lower levels of crime when you had everybody basically wearing a gun on their head. People were very polite, too. It's fiction that there was all this killing and shooting and murdering. Now, there were a few border regions where there were high crime rates, but that'd be the Indians and the, you know, the Native Americans and the settlers killing each other. But I'm already digressed here. We got Luke Radowski on the line. I said I'd play this Fox clip. I've actually got two of these. They're up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. This guy came out, and he said, we need another 9/11. That was the headline. To save America, we need another 9/11. Now, what's scary about this is, and we wrote an article that's up on PrisonPlanet.com in the News and Focus section a few days ago about this, is that we have internal Republican memos that say we need a terror attack. And then we had the PNAC document before 9/11 with Dick Cheney saying we need a big terror attack on the order of Pearl Harbor to be able to get our police state through. And he actually said that. He actually says Saddam isn't a threat, but we'll claim he's got WMDs. And then he published this. And then notice the liberal media never talks about that because it's staged, folks. Hillary's for the war. The war's gone great, by the way. They're meant to stay there, break it in three parts. Now you heard they're going to send the UN in. As I predicted, I said after 6-7 years, they're going to totally phase out U.S. forces and have it be a UN I-4 force, but it'll be U.S. forces under UN. And now that was in the AP 2 days ago. How did I know? They put it in policy reports. I just read it. They've got the public stuff they say, and we're going to bring democracy and freedom. It was genocide. Break them down, break them up in three parts, take them from first world down to third world. Now Iran's first world. I've talked to people that have been over there. I heard a BBC report on my XM radio yesterday admitting that Iran in many areas is better than London. They're not about to allow that. They're going to bomb that place till it's big slag heaps. The bankers can't have any sovereign nations. And by the way, Iran's blood-sucking, too. Governments are all bad. Listen to the Founding Fathers. You know, our media goes, well, you're not with Ahmadinejad, are you? No, they're all scum. That's my point. Stop trusting them. Play the Fox News clip. Here is here they are trying to make excuses for this guy, and one of the commentators on Fox says, sounds like a good idea, another 9/11. I mean, this is despicable. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely blows my mind.
Well, Stu Biofsky blames the fact that this country has come apart on the war. The fact that the war, we've made mistakes in the Iraq war, the fact that we have Democrats and Republicans that are arguing with each other about the Iraq war, we've forgotten what war we're actually in, and that's the one that was declared on us on 9/11.
Yeah, but that's not the part that's so shocking about his column in the Philadelphia Daily News. The part that's so shocking is that he says another 9/11 attack would really help us. It would help this country be unified and come together
again. I know
what
he means.
And have that sort of... Well, I mean, it's true that after 9/11, we had... We were unified. We all wrapped our arms around each other in a collective...
All right. And then it goes on. It gets even worse, folks. I've got a whole other clip with John Gibson saying it. I mean, this is so sick. And then Giuliani said he did more than the firefighters and police in the dust. We have that clip. I'm not going to play it. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. I mean, the guy was out there for a few hours, a few times, and would pull his mask off only for the cameras and then strut around acting tough. They knew. The documents have now come out. They knew it was mercury and pulverized concrete, and it was going to kill him. And then they said, block all funding for the firemen and police. I mean, this is what they do. They don't care about you. It's not our government. Do you understand that? It's the New World Order crime syndicate. And they can't get away with this stuff if we have a revelation and begin to understand this, a revelation of understanding. I mean, go read Stu Bravosky's column. It says, to save America, we need another 9/11, which is exactly what PNAC said. We need a big terror attack to mobilize these people. And Zbigniew Brzezinski said in 97, founder of the Trilateral Commission, he said, we need a big terror attack to mobilize our slaves. He actually says this, to fight the barbarians. Hey, I don't like you in government calling me your slave, punk. By the way, he wrote in another book before that one that our government actually helped Pol Pot, and he brags about it. That guy killed 2 million. He said, well, it was a good policy. Folks, the U.S. government funded Pol Pot. This guy writes books bragging about it. Because it was better for the greater good, and you don't think they won't go after 3,000 of you? It's a military system going back 5,000 years to put your troops out there as a sacrifice to bring in the other troops and expose them or set them up in a trap. It's like losing your pawn or even your knight or your rook in chess. Well, listen, I'm not a chess shit. You understand? I don't. You sit up there on your little power trips, and you sit up there and you play with our lives like they're your little toy, as Bob Dylan said. I got news for you, eugenicists and the rest of you. If humans are so bad and human life cheap and we're a disease, then you go first. Not me. Not me. You ask for this fight, and the people aren't buying your bull and your psyops and your frauds anymore. All right, I wanted to get him on even longer, but so much has developed and happened, and I got this debate coming up in the next hour. Let's call our guest to make sure he knows he's on 15 after. But Luke Radowski heads up wearechange.org. I'm going to be in New York, and we'll be reporting on this show. We'll have a rebroadcast that Sunday, but I'm going to have to leave a segment open so I can call in with a report. Trey's going to be here. Trey Kincaid doing a great job producing the Daily Show and the Weekend Show. And also be live, of course, in the week. And they're going to have – I'm going to show Endgame up there. We're also going to show Loose Change Final Cut up there. There'll be a lot of folks up there. But before we plug that, Luke, and I appreciate you holding, what do you think of this writer, this neocon, coming out and saying, what we need is another 9/11. Oh, it's so good. They're really showing us how they think, aren't they?
I mean, these people are sick and demented, and it really shows.
Well, that wasn't good. Now, we don't normally just say this, but it is true. Luke has, we have police on tape and others saying that Luke is a terrorist for videotaping the police, and they do tap his phone, and they do play a lot of games up in New York. And they're really afraid that Luke's taking so much action. He just confronted Mayor Bloomberg last week. He confronted Giuliani before that. He's been all over national TV about 20, 30 times, I don't know, the last few months. And, well, we got Luke back. Our little friends cut you off there, Luke. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. But John Gibson and that writer are sick and they're disgusting. And it really shows the mentality of the government, the mentality of the people who are in charge, the mentality of the New World Order, that they want this to happen, that it helps them. And they're just blatantly doing it. They're blatantly telling us they want another one that is going to help us out. And we, the American people, have to wake up to this.
Well, I've heard Wiener Savage say, you just wait. They're going to be another terror attack. And when there is, we're going to put you in FEMA camps. And let me tell you something. You're not going to just get your food for free. It's going to be forced labor. And they're building those camps. It's now been in mainstream news.
Yeah, man, FEMA camps are located all over the United States. There's even one in Coney Island, Brooklyn, here, right next to me.
I mean, how obvious is it now where they just gleefully hop around going, we have Republican memos saying they need terror attacks. Can't you figure this out, people?
Yeah, I mean, people need to wake up. I mean, we have to stop being stupid, and we have to understand the situation we're in right now. There's concentration camps in America. We just went through a Reichstag fire, 9/11. We're going into war with probably most likely Iran even. We're in the same situation just like the Germans were in Nazi Germany. But we can't allow this to happen. And we need to understand what kind of situation we're in. And it's really coming up to another world war situation. And to save the planet, to save the world, we have to get educated, we have to get motivated, and we have to get activated and do something right and take this country back.
Folks, I mean, this is scary stuff what I do. It's scary stuff what Luke does. I mean, we're in their face 110%. And believe me, this stuff's real. And to see our country hijacked, to see what's happened. I got a family. I'm a family man. I'd love to be out by the pool today. I'd love to be, you know, at the park. I'd love to be at the zoo. I can't, folks. I have to fight these people. They are bloodthirsty.
Yeah, it's a moral obligation to do this. I mean, I really would love to spend my time doing something else, but this feels so right. We have to do this to take this country back. We have to confront these criminals. We have to fight this new world order to make sure we have a good life and our children's children have a good life.
You know, Luke, wearechange.org, one of the fastest growing organizations in the country in the fight against the new world order and its tyranny, but the police state, 9/11, you name it. Luke, 2 years ago when we got that Republican memo about how they needed terror attacks, people didn't believe it was real. Then it got confirmed mainstream news that, yes, there is a memo, because then it got released by state chairs of the Republican Party. Now they're out in the open talking about it. We've got Senator Santorum calling for it. I mean, my God, they are just – how dumb do they think we are?
Yeah, they're treating us like we're stupid, but we're not. We're waking up to this, and we got to confront these people on it. I mean, they're openly talking about having another 9/11 to supposedly help them. I mean – God, I mean, 9/11 was an inside job, but it's clearly evident that it was an inside job, and we have to understand.
Now they're dancing around. That's what criminals do. Just, it's good. Well, it's good what we did. It's good. We need more. You know, 3,000 died for the greater good. They got to fight the Muslim extremists while they pump them in at record levels. Luke, stay there. A couple minutes on the other side. I want to plug the big events coming up in New York in less than a month from now. We got the debate coming up. Yes, I know we've got your calls, and there's calls for a national draft. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
You know the drill.